Tell me about what you did when you left school.
When I left school, I went to the Edinburgh College of Domestic Science, which was affectionately called Athol Crescent, and did a three-year teacher training in domestic science. Again, this was wartime, and rations were on, and we didn't have a lot of ingredients to do a lot of the cookery that, you know, we should have done. But we all got there. After that, I taught for 6 years in a school in Leith and learnt how the other half of the world lived after having been living in sheltered Gustorfen all my life. There was going to be a change in the work that I was going to be doing, and I felt, no, I don't want to do this. And my maths master at school had said to me that dietetics was an up-and-coming profession. So I thought, well, I would investigate, and applied for a position at the School of Dietetics at the Royal Infirmary, and from there on led to a career in dietetics.
What year was that?
In 1952, October 1952. The school had been going since 1936 because there was a need for more dietitians when more diabetics were being diagnosed, and the School of Dietetics opened at the Royal Infirmary and continued until 1955 with a break during the war when it wasn't possible to... The course was open to those who had a science degree, those who had a domestic science teaching diploma, those who had institutional management or household science diplomas, and still to nurses. All the original dietitians were nursing sisters. The course was an 18-month course, a year of theory, and 6 months practical. It was, as far as I know, the only course that was hospital-based. And I certainly found that, you know, very good, because I know that later on in my career, when we got students from universities and colleges to do their 6 months practical with us, some of them took quite a long time to adjust to a hospital atmosphere.